Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avimoy Rav David Sibin Rav Yosef. It's also being dedicated for a refuah shelema for Naftali Yosef Ben Ita. We should have a complete refuah shelema in the memory of our learning this morning. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Vav. Good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak, Chaim, Tzvika, Gershon Eitan, Shlomo David, Chana Cherech, Dani, Jeremy, David Yoshua, Mordechai, Stephen, and Reuben. We are at the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, so there's a pasuk. Now the Gemara is going, this Gemara is going to bring a brisa that has a different pasuk for the source of the Isser Baal Ta'acher. We've been discussing the Isser Baal Ta'acher, which is the prohibition against delaying the bringing of your karbanos or other things that you have to bring, that you committed to bring. So now we have a different pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Motza Svasecha Tishmor Va'asisa, Ka'asher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nadova, Asher Dibarta Beficha. So the Gemara dashes each part of the pasuk. Motza Svasecha, Zum Mitzvah Saseh. It's a positive mitzvah that if you make a neder, you got to keep it. Tishmar, Zumitz is low to say. Whenever you have the word Hishamer, Pen, Al, or Lo, Tishmar is generally speaking a lav. So Tishmar is Zumitz is low to say. Ve'asisa, Azhar lebezin sheya asucha. Bezin's got to smack you up until you do it. Anytime a person commits to doing a mitzvah, if you don't do it, if we live in a Jewish government with a Jewish court, Bezin's going to smack you up until you do the mitzvah. That's called kofen ala mitzvahs. We're going to learn about this in a moment. Special, special Rambam. Famous, famous Rambam. It's worth waking up just for the Rambam. So Bezin is allowed to force you. Kasher nadarta, zed neder. That applies to a neder, which is hare olai karban. If you accept upon yourself a karban. Lashem olokecha, elu chatos vashamos. Olos ushlam, like we saw in the other pasuk, that chatas, ashem, olosham, whatever you take upon yourself or whatever you're obligated to do, so you have to bring him. On yantif, lashem alokecha. Nidava, kemashma'o. Nidava means, good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. Nidava is kemashma'o. Nidava is considered to be part of, that's where not where you say hare alai, that's where you say hare zu, where you designate this particular animal as a carbon. Asher dibarta, anything that you donate to Beis Hamidrash, b'fichazu tzedakah, any commitment that you make for tzedakah, also there's a problem about tzedakah. So now we go one by one. Amar, motzvah sasecha zumitzah sasei lomeli. So why do I need this whole drasha? We already quoted it yesterday's daf. Miuvasa shama va'aveisem shama. When you come, you have to bring your carbon. So what do you need the pasuk? Motzvah secha tishmar. Motzvah sasecha. You have the pasuk. Uvasa shama va'aveisem shama. Oloseichem, Nidreichem, Niskeichem, everything that you have to bring there. And Tishmar is lo to say, Lomeli, Loisachel Shamal Nafka, Milosachel Shamal Nafka. You already have the other pasuk, which says, Lo Tachel Shamal, there's a lav, you're not allowed to delay, so what do you need Tishmar for? Vasisa Asar LeBezdin Sheasucha, and Asar that Bezdin shouldn't force, has to force you to bring it if you don't want to. Lamali. Mi os mi yakriv oso nafka. We can learn this out from a pasuk in Vayikra. El pesach o moed yakriv oso. Lirit sono. My son's bar mitzvah passion. Yakriv oso nafka. So it says, yakriv oso. Desadim to nebraisa. Oh. Yakriv oso. You have to bring every carbon that you commit to. Malami shekoifin osoi. We learn from the pasuk Yakriv Oso. You extra words. You must bring the carbon. What do we learn from there? Bezdin can force you. If you made a commitment to bring carbon, Bezdin can force you. Yochol Bal Karcho. They can force you. You might think it's against your will. Says the Gemara. Tamalomar Lirtsono. No, you have to want to do it. Says the Gemara. Well, what's going on here? Hakeitzad. You can't have it both ways. If Bezdin's going to force you, that's against your will. How's that, Lutzono? Huh, Kate said. Kofinosoachiyoma rotzani. We force you until you say you want to do it. What kind of, that's called making a deal you can't refuse. What kind of force you is that? Oh. So what does this mean? So, Bezdin, there is a halacha that Bezdin forces a person to be Mekayim all mitzvahs aseh. Now, so why do you need a special source that you force even for karbanos? There's a general din that you force on all mitzvahs aseh. Because we would have said that since it says lirtzono, you have to want to bring the karban. So I can't force him. Therefore, I need the pasuk that no, even by karbanos, I do. That's a tosis in above mitzvah. Tosis, the Ramasla Yakriv, right over here. Right? Take a look at the second line of the tosis. The first line, Yakriv Oso. Take a look at the first line of the tosis. First line. Yakriv Oso, Malame Shikofen Oso. Kol mitzvah sasei nami kofen. Every mitzvah says, not just by karbanos tosis, every mitzvah. Kedarin beperk narash in the spot the son of Ksubis. Makin Oso achatetzi nafsho. Fine. So that's point number one. The Ritva brings in the name of his Rebbe from the word v'asisa. We learn that we force you to give. Right from the extra pasuk teaches me that we force you to give tzedaka. Even though tzedakah is a mitzvah saseh shematin schar b'tzida, there is a halacha that you don't force somebody on a mitzvah saseh shematin. The Torah tells you what the reward. The Torah says, in the reward of you giving tzedakah, ki beglal adavar hazeh yivarecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'aseh yadecha. So it's a mitzvah saseh shematin schar b'tzida. So usually, you don't force somebody on that. The Torah gives you the reward. You want the reward, you do it. You don't want the reward, you don't do it. But it's not like other mitzvah saseh shematin schar b'tzida that Bezdin does force for tzedakah. It's not just stam kofen al mitzvahs.
Is there anything like that for karbanos? When you get your kapara?
You're going to get your kapara. Good question. Al gam kadeh shikablo ha'aniyim o hektish ma'ash zachom ha'atzis nidro. U'kemosha kofen osa lefro ma'ash chayiv lehedyo. Ah. So, noach lo lam shatilo kapara. Yeah. So, right. So, when it comes to karbanos, Dr. Joe says, what about the fact that you're getting kapara out of it? So, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says exactly what Dr. Joe says, as usual. Since you're getting kapara from the karbanos, we assume that when you say rotzani, you want it because of the kapara. In other words, I'm forcing you, but I'm helping you get kapara. So says the Rashbam over there in Bava Basra. Now, there's a famous Rambam over here. Because even after all the smoke clears away, what do you mean? We're forcing the guy, Achiyoma Rotsani? Like, what kind of guy has a gun to his head? So he says, Rotsani. That's, guy's being smacked. He doesn't want to do it because of the mitzvah or because of the karbanos. He wants to do it because he's smacking him. What kind of Rotsani is that? So there's a famous Rambam. Listen to the words of the Rambam. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin because there's an issue about forcing a get, right? Forcing somebody to give a get. Right, they have these bands in Eretz Yisrael. These guys that go and in the middle of the night they'll show up to a guy, beat him up. He's not giving his wife a get. They'll beat him up. So isn't that a get? Maus is not a good get. So there's the Rambam that talks about that. There's a fine line. Why when a husband gives a get because he was forced? Again, if he's really beaten up, that doesn't work. You're not allowed to beat up a guy to give a get. But Bezdin's forcing you, why is it considered to be a good get? Why is that a problem of get Musa? So the Rambam says so beautifully. Deep down inside, every Jew wants to do all the mitzvahs. Deep, that's the Rambam writes in his Gerushin. Kol Adam Yisrael wrote to Lassus Kol HaMitzvahs and to run away from Averus. It's just that your Yetzirah gets in the way. And once you get beaten up, or once you get forced, so now the Yetzirah is no longer in the way. When you say Rotzani, you really do want to do it. You just don't know it yet that you wanted to do it. You didn't know that you wanted to do it. But every Yid has a deep Rotzon. So says the Rambam. Every Yid has a deep Rotzon to do the mitzvahs. So that's why you're allowed to force the guy in quotes. It's forcing him. It's not really forcing him. You're just making him do what the Yetzirah is telling him not to do. Okay. Says the Gemara. Anyway, but there's the Kasha. So what do we know as extra psukim? Answer the Gemara. Chad de Omar velo Afrish. V'chad afresh v'lo akriv. So the Gemara says, the reason why you need two psukim for the mitzvahs aseya bal ta'acher and the mitzvahs lo aseya bal ta'acher, one of them is going on where you said you were going to do it, but you weren't yet mafresh the carbon. So there's an isser bal ta'acher if you don't bring it. The other one is you were mafresh the carbon, just you didn't bring it yet. So in both scenarios, you need two psukim that there's an asay and a los asay of baltacha. Says the Gemara with Sricha, and we need both of these. Diashmin amavel afresh, if you only had the case of where you said to bring it, but you didn't separate it, mishum delo kaimili dibure. The reason why you're violating about Tachris and Yumamish did nothing. Aval Afresh Velo Akriv, but if you were Mafresh the carbon, just you weren't makriv it yet. You say, listen, I already sanctified it. It belongs to Hashem. So maybe you don't violate Baal Ta'achar. Tzricha. The Gemara has to tell you a chiddush. No, if you're not makrivit, if you didn't actually give the Lekin Shikrapeya to the Ani, you were mafresh it, but you didn't actually give it to him. So then you committed the tztaka, you designated. So Tzricha. So you need it for that. And what about the other way around? If we would only know that there's an Isser Baal Ta'acher, a mitzvah saseh, Adam is a slow saseh, in a case where you were mafresh the carbon, just you didn't actually bring it yet, the kamashi legabe. That's really bad, because here you have a carbon that belongs to Hashem, and you didn't give it to him. Abel omai v'lo afresh, if you just committed to it, but you weren't mafresh it yet, so in a certain sense it's not as bad, because ema dibur lo klomo, all you did was give words. You just said words. You didn't actually mafresh it. So it doesn't belong to Hashem yet. So you might have thought, a havamina, that you don't violate Baal Ta'acher. Tzricha, that's why we need both cases. Ask the Gemara, umi matzis amris do amar velo afresh. How could you tell me that one of the psukim is talking about where you said it and you didn't actually designate it? One of the examples was a nedava. What's a nedava? Hare zu. Zu means you pointed to the thing and you designated it. So how can you tell me that's omar velo afresh? What do you mean? That's called hafresh? Vanedava ksiva utnan ezu neder omar hare alai oila ezu nedava omar hare zu ola umabi neder nedava neder meso nignav chai bach yuso. A neder, if the animal that you were thinking about giving dies or it gets stolen, you got to replace it because you said hare alai. Right? You stood in front of an animal and you said, I hereby designate on myself. So if this animal gets lost or stolen, you got to bring another one. But nedava, where you said hare zu, you pointed to the animal, you mamish, were mafreshit, meso nignava enechai bach yuso. Because you only intended to bring this animal. So that shows that you were mafreshit. As the Gemara, I could come up with a case where you weren't. I'm rabbi mishkachas, it's possible to find the case. Kigon, d'amar hare alai ola, hare alai ola, almanas she'eni chayev ba'achor yusa. So you could find the case where a person says, meaning, when I'm afreshit, I will not be chayev in responsibility. When I'm afreshit, if afterwards it dies or gets stolen, I'm not going to be chayev to bring another carbon tachteh. Why? This is called a nedava. Why? Because you're not chayev ba'achrayas. So it's a neder. It's a neder that you say hare alai, but you say, in the end, when I'm going to be mafresh, the animal that I'm going to be mafresh, so I don't want to take responsibility for it. And this is called a nedava because in the end of the day, it's like a nedava in the sense that you're not chayev b'achrayus. And therefore, that would be what the Bryce is referring to. Now, the obvious question here is, what about the issue of masna al-masha kasa batara? How are you allowed to make a neder, but... and give it nedava qualities? I mean, isn't that you're saying hare alai? Oh, take a look at the very last line in Tosus, bottom Tosus up, mamisha, a 7-word Tosus. Al manash los chabach yisa loy dami lamas namash kasa b'torah. This is not similar to the case of mas namash kasa b'torah. Yeah, thank you. Why not? It sounds like exactly you're making a neder, but you're giving it nedava properties. How can you do that? The Torah says a neder. You are chayev b'achrayas. So how can you make a neder saying that you're not chayev b'achrayas? What do you mean? That's a nedava. So says the Ritva. In a neder, this that you chayav b'achrayis is not a gzeiras hakasav. It's because that you specifically obligate. You said harei alai karbon. So once you say the words harei alai karbon, it's not that the Torah obligates you. You obligated yourself. You said harei alai. So if you say harei alai, but I don't want to be chayav b'achrayis, de facto you didn't say harei alai. That's tantamount to saying harei zu. So it's not masna mashkosa b'torah, because in the end of the day, you didn't really say harei alai. You said harei alai, but I don't want to be chayav b'achrayis. So a regular harei alai is mechayav you b'achrayis. But if you say harei alai, not achrayis, it's like you said the words harei zu. It's the same thing. That's what the Ritva says. Fine. So that's why the Tanai is kai. Fine. Let's continue. B'ficha zu tzedaka. What do we say? B'ficha includes tzedaka. So now the Gemara is going to speak about this that we pointed out. Right, so if a person commits to give X amount of money to tzedakah and he doesn't give it, he violates Baal Ta'acher, a lav and an asay. Amar Rava, tzedakah mechayv alayla alter. So Rava says, tzedakah, you don't have to wait 3 regalim, or 1 regal, or 2 regalim. Tzedakah, if you commit to give tzedakah, you chayv right away. My taima, what's the reason? Very simple reason. The hakay me'anim, there are poor people everywhere, right? All these other things, karbanos and stuff, you got to go up to Beis HaMikdash to give. But tzedakah, you don't got to go to Beis HaMikdash. You're chayv to give it right away. And if there are no aniyim there, then you have to separate it and leave it there until you find aniyim. And if you made it tonight at the time of your neder, right, this is halacha lemaisa. This comes up, right? You commit to give money to an organization. How long do you have? So ma'afresh u'maniach, and if you made it tonight at the time of your neder, that you're not going to give it until you find an ani, so then you don't have to be ma'afresh it even until you have find an ani. So says the Rambam. And the Rush also says, we're talking about a case where you're ma'afresh stam, but you could be ma'afresh al das, that you're going to leave it by you until you find an ani to give to them. Rabbeinu Tam writes, this is quoted by the Ran, the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam, if a person is mekabel on himself to give tzedakah, if he gives it to the gabai tzedakah, you certainly are yotzei yidei chovaso. It's enough to give it to the gabai tzedakah. You don't actually have to give it to the poor person in the hands. You give it to the gabai tzedakah, that's good enough. You don't violate. And the gizbar, the treasurer of Hektish, he can leave it there until he finds the right ani to give to. Fine. Okay. Now, we quoted 2 days ago's daf, a Tosfos, Dalet Amud Aleph. If there are no aniyim there, you don't violate Baal Ta'acher. However, after 3 regalim, you have to mamish go find them. And if you don't find them, then you would violate Baal Ta'acher. So, a lot of different aspects of this. Okay, says the Gemara. Pshita. Obviously, you have to give it right away. There's aniyim all over the place. What's the chiddush? Maran says, "Ma'od the same. You might have thought, kevan de inyana de karbanos ksiva. Since this obligation to give tzedakah right away is written in the parsha of karbanos, ad avri Allah shlosha regalim ke karbanos. You might have thought tzedakah plays by the same rules karbanos. You only violate about the achir if you wait 3 regalim. Kamash malan. Then no, hasam who did tedalen rachmana regalim." Dafka by Karbanos, the Torah suspends the lav on the regalim. Because you got to bring it to Yushalayim. Aval hacha lo dehashchiche aniyim. But when it comes to tzedakah, the Torah does not depend that on regalim, which makes a lot of sense because there's aniyim all over. You don't got to go to Yushalayim to find aniyim. You have aniyim in your house. So you have aniyim in your city. So therefore, right away, you violate Baal Ta'acha when it comes to tzedakah. Amar Rava. Now, we're going back now to discuss karbanos. Amar Rava. Even though it's true you violate Baal Ta'acha only after 3 regalim, according to the way we paskin, we hold it's 3 regalim. Amar Rava. Kevin Shavar Lav Regel Echad over Ba'aseh. Even though the lav you violate after three regalim, even the shita that holds, there's one shita that holds, that the lav you violate after three regalim, the aseh you violate after one regal. What's that?
Rameyah?
It was Rameyah. I think you're right, yes. Amar Rava, Kevin Shavar Lav Regel Echad over Ba'aseh. Because there it says, Uvasa Shama Ba'avesim Shama. Meisvei, we're going to ask against Rava from a Mishnah in Temura. The Mishnah in Temura says that if you have a child of a shlamim, one of two ways, either you're mafresh an animal that was pregnant as a shlamim, you're mafresh a pregnant animal, shlamim, then it gives birth, or you're mafresh an animal as a shlamim, then it gets pregnant. Either way. So the Chachamim hold, you have to not only bring the mommy as a shlamim, but the Chachamim hold, you have to bring the baby as a shlamim also. Rebbe Lezer holds, no. You only designated the mommy as a shlamim. The baby, you have to let it die. You're kotzenoso lekipa. You put it in jail and you let it die. The reason is, why? Shema, we're afraid if we don't have this halacha, maybe you will leave the mommy around for a long time until it gives birth to a lot of babies, and you're going to have lots and lots of baby shlamims. And that's not a good thing, to have lots and lots of baby shlamims around the house. So we don't allow you to do this. So says Rashi in Temura. So, Hey, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Papayas al Vlad Shlamim. Sheyikrav Shlamim. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Pius testified like the Chachamim. No, like the Chachamim against Rabbi Elazar. Vlad Shlamim is Yikrav Shlamim. I'm a Rabbi Pius. Ani Meid. I testify. Shahoyselanu Parshal Zivchei Shlamim. I had in the house a cow of Zivchei Shlamim. Vachalnua bePesach, and we ate the baby. We ate the mommy on Pesach. V'chalnu v'lada shlamim b'chag, and we ate the baby shlamim on Sukkis. Bishlamim b'Pesach lo akrivua. I understand why they didn't makriv the baby on Pesach. Emor d'mechusar zman hava. Maybe it was born either right before Pesach or on Pesach. It wasn't 8 days old yet, so they couldn't bring it on Pesach. Ella vlada ba'atzeres hechi mashela va'avri ale ba'aseh. You Rava just told me that bal ta'acher, even though the lav is three regalim, but ta'aseh is one regal. How could you wait to Sukkis to eat it? You should eat it on Shavuos. You're going to violate bal ta'acher. Enfik de gemara marzim shmei de Rava shahil chayla ba'atzeres. It was sick, and a chayla is pasul la'akrava. It's a Mishnah in Bechayrus. Zakeh in Vechayla, you're not allowed to chef. So they waited till Sukkot. That's one answer. Ravashi Omer, my achalnua v'lada shlomim b'chag tiktani chag ha-shavuos. Chag usually means Sukkot. In this case, it meant chag ha-shavuos. V'idach, and the other opinion says, come on. Kol hechad tani pesach tani atzeres. If the Mishnah says pesach, whenever it refers to Shavuos, it's going to be Atzeres. It's not going to say Chag. Chag Stam means Sukkot, so he didn't like that answer. Amar Rava, Kevin She'avrolav Shalosh Regalim, Bechol Yom V'Yom over Bebal Ta'achim. Once three Regalim pass, every day, Yivai Ba'atachim, except for Shabbos, but every other day, right, every other day you're going to violate Bal Ta'achim. Now, the Baal Amar, right? Why is it, what do you mean every single day you violate Baal Ta'achar? So the Baal Amar writes about this. Since you, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you're Mekayim in one day, all you have to do is show up for one day. So when you miss it, it's by one day. And therefore, every one day that you don't do it, you violate. And the Me'iri writes, even though, let's say, by other Yisurim, like let's say Kovesh Schar Sachar, let's say you have a worker who worked for you for a day, and you didn't pay him. You didn't pay him Monday, you didn't pay him Tuesday, you didn't pay him Wednesday. So the Torah says, Loisalim Pu'ulas Sachar. The Me'iri writes, Loisalim Pu'ulas Sachar Itcha Ad Boker. The Gemara Dashin's above Metzia Kuf Yud, that you're Chayev on the morning, and nevertheless, you're only Chayev the first morning that you didn't bring it, not every morning. So how come when it comes to the Me'iri asks, how come when it comes to not paying your workers, you violate it one time, I didn't pay him in the morning. One time. But when it comes to Karbanos, every day you violate a new Isser. What's the difference? So the Me'iri explains like this. By Kovesh Schar Sachar, even though you're Chayev in the morning, once you're Chayev every single second going forward, morning, night, morning, there's no difference morning and the night. But by Karban, since you don't bring a Karban at night, so every night you stop being Chayev Baal Tachar. So tomorrow morning the Isser kicks in again. So says the Me'iri, interesting Svara. I know it's a strange kind of a Svara, but the Me'iri says, since at night you can't bring, so tomorrow night, you know, oh, now I'm not Chayev. Morning, oh, you got to bring it again. You got to bring it again. So it kicks in new. So says the Me'iri. Interesting svar. Okay. So Rava says, "Kevich Avalav Shloshah Golam B'chol Yom V'Yom Ovabal Tachar Meisvei." We ask a question against him from a brisa. Echad B'chor Ve'Echad Kol Hakodshim Kevich Avrolem Shana Below Regalim. If a year passes by, even if it's not three regalim, we'll discuss in a minute. How could you have a year without three regalim? What do you mean? Every year has three regalim. What's going on? Shana below regalim, or regalim below shana. Okay, that you can have. Regalim, if you have three regalim, but it's not a full year. So the Brisa says, if a full year passes by without three regalim, or three regalim pass by without a full year, either one, over b'bal ta'achar. Now, says the Gemara, what's the kasha? Hi, my tiyufte. What's the kasha here? Amr of Kana, man the kamos of shah kamos. It's a good kasha. Michti, Tana alave kamahader. This Tana is trying to say to have you violate more lavin. Lisne, b'chol yom v'yom over b'bal ta'acher. So why does he say, once the year passes, you violate b'bal ta'acher? It should have said every day. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha against Rabbi. V'idach, Tana lemikvi belav kamahader. The Tana is just telling you when the lav kicks in. Belav yisere lo kamahader. He's not trying to violate multiple lavin. He's trying to tell you when you violate. So it's not coming to tell you every. He's not dealing with the issue of every day. He's just trying to tell you when you begin violating. Now the Gemara is going to Gufa. Let's talk about this for a second. Echad Rebbe Gol Kachim Kevich Over Lashana Below Regalim Regalim Below Shana Over Baal Ta'acher. A year goes without three regalim. How do you pull off that trick? How do you have a year pass by without three regalim? Regalim Below Shana Mishkachasla El Shana Below Regalim Echim Mishkachasla. What's he talking about? Says the Gemara. Honey Chalaman Dislay Kisidron. Oh. Remember, there was one sheet that said you need Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos in order. Oh, if you need, so then it's really five regalim. If you made the nether after Pesach, so you got Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, so then I can understand it. Mishkachasla, that's easy. Elolman de Leslie Kisidron. But according to Tanakama, I think it was Tanakama, Yitzchak. Tanakama who argues in Reb Shimon. Rameir might have said one regal, but okay. Tanakama, who argues in Rabbi Shimon, and holds that you know the Kisidron, Heche Mishkachasla, says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Rebbe, Rebbe Mishkachasla, Bishana me'uberes, Rebbe who holds that Adar Rishon doesn't count from the year. Oh, so then you could have the case in a leap year. In the leap year. What's this? Desanya, because we learned in a brisa. Oh, we had this quoted in another mesechta. I think in Shkalom we must have had this. Let's say you sell a house to your friend in a city that had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So the halacha is you have 1 year to buy it back, right? So how do you calculate the year? So it says, Im lo yigala and also shana tamima. So then the buyer gets it forever. You can't redeem it anymore. Machlok Sadam, what's a year? Rebbe Omer, Mone, Shlosh Meos Veshishim Achamisha Yom, Kiminyan Yemos Achama. You count 365 days, solar days. Makes no difference whether it's a leap year or not a leap year. Chacham Omer, no. Mone, Shnei Masar Chodesh Miyom Liyom. No, it's the date. If it's the 15th of Nisan, you could redeem until the 15th of Nisan. Vim nis'abra shana nis'abra lo. If it's a leap year, you get the extra month. So mishkachas la l'rebi, da'akdisha basa chagamatzah. So let's do the math. So according to Rebbe, if you made the hekdish, let's say, on the 25th day of Nisan, right after Pesach, so 365 days later is going to be the 25th day of Adar Sheni in a leap year. So you cannot have three regalim. That's how you have a year without three regalim. The chimata shili Adar basra shana ba'al regalim l'malo. So when the end of Adar comes later, 365 days later, it's going to be the end of Adar. You won't have a Pesach. Elo l'rabbanon hechi mishkachas lo. But if you don't hold like Rebbe, hold like Rabbanon, that it's day to day. A year is day to day, date to date, 15th of Nisan to 15th of Nisan. How do you ever have a case of a year without regalim? Says the Gemara, no problemo. Figure it out. Answers the Gemara, kidetani Reb Shmaya, atzeres, pa'amim chamisha, pa'amim shisha, pa'amim shiva. Shavuos sometimes falls out on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes on the 6th of Sivan, sometimes on the 7th of Sivan. Haketzad. Shneim Malayan, if both Nisan and Iyar are 30-day months. Chamisha. So then, you have 30 and 30. So it's if you count 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, if Nisan is 30 and Iyar is 30, so then count 50 days, it's going to come out on the 5th. Shnein Chaseirin, if both Nisan and Iyar are 29-day months, B'Shiva. So then, it's going to Shavuos is going to come out on 50 days later. Is going to be the 7th of Sivan. Echad Mali veEchad Chaser b'Shisha. So if you do the math, if the first year, so if you do the math like this, let's say you designated a karban on the 6th of Sivan, and a year that Nisan and Iyar were both Malayim, so Shavuos was on the 5th. So the day after Shavuos, on the 6th, you designated the karban, but the next year, it falls out on the 7th. So you have a full year, but you didn't have three regalim. Wild. By one day! Okay. Says the Gemara. Now, Tanakama held, that there is no such thing as Shana below Regalim. So, if I had three Regalim, there's no such thing as Shana below Regalim. Say, Uman Tana de Polagali de Rav Shmaya. Who argues in Rav Shmaya who holds that there's no such thing as Shana below Regalim? Acherim he. Desanya, Acherim. Remember who's Acherim? That's Rabbi Meir. Acherim he. Desanya, we learned in Abraisa. Acherim Omrim. Ein bein atzeres la atzeres ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah el arba yomim bilvad. That no, every year it's always going to be 4 days off. So we always arrange the Malay months and the Chaser months that it comes out the same every year. It's always 4 days off. That's the way we pass it, according to the Cheshbon. By the way, that's the way it is for us. It's always 4 days off. If Sukkot this year fell out on a Monday, it's always 4 days. It's always 4 days off because we have the cheshbon. But if you have the extra 29-day month of Adar, that's going to throw it off by an extra day because 29 days is an extra day of the week. So it's 5 days off. Fine, says the Gemara. So the halacha is, if somebody dies, so his children have to bring the karbanos. Let's say a guy was mafresh karban b'chayiv, then he dies. The kids have to bring the karbanos. The shaila is, do the kids violate baal ta'achim? Does it only apply to the guy who actually made the nether and you didn't make the nether? You got to bring it. You're mechuyev to bring it. So you're vali about to acher. Toshma, come on here, proof.
When does the clock start?
Oh, Gemara's, excellent question, Avi. Gemara's going to raise that point. Detani Rabbi Chia. Me'imach prat li yoresh. It's only from you. Yorish doesn't violate about tach. Ask the Gemara, mi'imach, by the way, zelek and chichopeya. But we need mi'imach for a different judge. Ask the Gemara, kari be'imach, the kari be'imach. You could learn both things. Both that there's lek and chichopeya, chayv about ta'acher, and it's only the daddy. And not the kids. Bayi Rabbi Zeira, isha, mahi be'bal ta'acher. Is a woman obligated in ba'al ta'acher? Is a woman obligated about tach? Me, I'm reading halo mechayiv b'riya. A woman is not chayiv in the midst of going to go up to the Beis Hamikdash three times a year. Because Yerah calls the churcha, so women aren't chayiv in going and doing aliyah l'regel. They're not chayiv. So maybe they're not chayiv about tach. Oh, Dilma ha'isa b'simcha, but she's mechuyeves in simchas yantif, which bisman Beis Hamikdash was mechuyev in karbanos shalmi simcha. So she's got to go up there to bring the karban shalmi simcha. Either the pasuk ato vincho vitecha, others quote that's Rashi. Others quote the pasuk no, the samachta ato ubeisecha. You're biased. That's the wife. Amalei abai v'tepikle da isa besimcha. Sounds like a good raya. She's mechu. Says more. Omi amar abai hacha. Did abai really say that a woman is mechuyevus in simchas yontif in karbanos? Amar abai isha bala mesamcha. Abai said, what do you mean? The way a woman's mekayim simchas yontif is the husband is supposed to buy her nice clothing. Lav dafin that she has to bring karbanos. Answers the Gemara, you're right. L'dvar of the Rabbi Zeira Ka'amar. Abai himself holds that a woman is not chayev to eat karban shlamim, that she just gets clothing. However, according to Rabbi Zeira, who says that a woman is chayev in basa shlamim, so that it should be obvious that she is mechuyevus in baal ta'acher, even though he himself holds that a woman is not mechuyev in karbanos shlamim, it's actually more on the clothing. Let's do one more line. Ibailuhu, they asked the Shaila. Bichor, me'im asai mon lo shana. When do you count the year of the Bichor for Baal Ta'achar purposes? Abai amar mishah shenolad, when it's born. Rachmayak amar mishah shenira lahartza, 8 days old, when it can be brought as a carbon. V'loi pligi, habitam, habibalmum. A tam, wait for 8 days, because you have to bring it as a carbon. Baal mum, you don't have to. Says Gemara, baal mum mi matzi achile. Is it really allowed to eat the baal mum from the day he was born? What do you mean? It's a suffik nafil. And if it's a suffik nafil, also you can't eat it. Answer the Gemara, dekimle begave, dekimle be shekalo chadashav. No, you know that it's not a nafil. You know that it was a full-term pregnancy. If it was a full-term pregnancy, you could start counting from the day it was born because you know it wasn't a nafel, and therefore you're going to be able to allow to shecht it even before 8 days. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. A good Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rebbe. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. Rebbe, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Great Shabbos.